Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Have you had a conversation with Thomas about what exactly he's doing? He did. It's all, it was...
What do you got, buddy?
Did you make some? Oh, did you just make some art?
Yeah, for my
mom. Oh, that's so nice.
What do you have?
Yeah, you want to explain it? Yeah, absolutely. No bad, it's better than I could do. But the gist was that Thomas, when there's action, he loves it. So he said, well, it must have been the mother came down, and then I said, and I go, and the boy's like, I love you, I was going to see her, and then she laughed at me. First, he said, can we do a taxi? And I said, is it far up here? And he said, no, it was all the way down there. So I said, you didn't see the car. But no. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, well, yeah.
That's pretty much what I want to ask him.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, you don't have to do that long. It's helpful. Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't sound like
he
did, but we'll ask him again.
Yeah, and he kept saying it was a taxi, and I was like,
How did you normally get into that?
Did you guys get in touch with the words?
That is one of the people that are getting
the there's a weird call as well.
I mean, no, I'm not.
But I still, that's amazing. I'm sorry I can't do that.
Right.
But that's like all of the apps and stuff are under the app.
Right? Yeah. It would be under
Oh, this is by or
yeah.
Oh no, it'll be kind of like that. No, and the last thing before was that pretty clear.
It's a pain to connect over all your accounts. Sometimes you just leave it alone.
When we moved that, she moved it to Europe, and then when we got here, she moved it to Europe and had a wall. But I think it's actually a lot more than 6 foot. Maybe a Belgrade there is. Actually, this is a disturbing test.
Okay.
Disturbing
test.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Where does she keep the Serbian passport? Where does she carry around with her?
The only one is her newest passport, which she carries with the Serbian passport, she won't carry because it's not useful. They won't be doing it again in the United States.
Right. I'm just going to sneak in there. I don't want to ask them to see if they're asking them what what's he working on? I'm crying here.
We're
gonna ask him. Can you decipher for me?
No.
I don't have kids, so I can't translate the drawings.
Well, he's doing some math for us.
Yep.
And he's got the happy face and the heart. And then he's got to use that spooky movie stuff over there. And the kid from here is new to me. He was doing a cloak for a ring that was blown, and now he's doing a cloak for heart. So the kids are going to get what's going on over there. They're pretty used to the last 6 to 9 credits, and then both of them long accounts of girls.
Yes.
She's like, hey, I'll talk to you later. Yes, he's a big talker.
What's your schedule like tomorrow?
We go to the old people, and I'm a report.
Well, we would like to talk to the kids. But he has strange and fresh relationships and each kid, so we saw it first. Civilian networks, the VA's office, and it's not at a police station yet. It's actually at our friend's house in Foxborough, near Phillips Stadium.
It's not too far from there, right?
It's not, it's probably 4 hours. So it's actually right behind Phillips Stadium on the north
street. The
Pure. Yes, that'd be true. But it's right behind the light, generally. And it's a good setup. It's actually just a couple of couches and chairs and toys.
Any more talk to the Brian Hingham?
Just bring the kids on the wall.
Some words with William doesn't speak that. I mean, he speaks a little bit. I mean, he's like a family. If you're gonna make a phone, so
I think if you bring all the kids on voice and plywood, see if we're just gonna have the person ask the question about mom and last time this conversation we can end with them.
That's fine.
And it's really kind of nice, casual, comfortable setting. For children, it's specifically designed for that. We actually use it for children to our picnics, stuff like that. It's really, you know, I mean, you'll see and sit down before you and talk to them. But if you can get, I think we can get the kids this farm.
Which one?
I don't know what town yet.
Okay.
What? We can call you in the morning.
Yeah, I remember taking you to school. Mm-hmm. So I certainly be willing to organize that, and I'll talk to Tracy about and maybe get you all the way tomorrow.
That would be convenient.
Well, I mean, we don't have extra time. I'm in the city, so.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, what time are you at work? 7 in the morning, is that?
Yeah,
that's what time I'm off.
Yeah, how old are you at school?
1.5 and 4.
Okay, and the 4-year-old then is starting to make
he's funny. let me see if I can get to the year. Yeah, it's usually a really nice home like this. Just a conversation.
It's fun. It's anything that you feel is going to help.
We're trying every other year.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
recently, we'll see one little bit. All right.
Something
will jump out.
Okay. I love that.
I guess there's no one scheduled to be in there tomorrow, or as far as like children being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So probably wide open.
He's got it.
Just gotta see what time you got a counselor available. To be there, I'm guessing. I'd probably be flexible, but like you said, probably get a doctor. That was the essence.
Oh, I'm waiting until it's done. Waiting until Monday makes sense. That's just probably on the
deck. We can talk more if we're all trying to get you like set it aside. Well, we can just plan on you have plenty of time if you want
to. Okay.
Plenty of time.
Oh, hi, Williams.
Hey, see you later.
You gonna go out?
Hi. Hey, buddy.
Say hello? Yeah.
You're right back? Yeah, I'm gonna help you find it. Okay?
Okay. The room said it gives you my bad video page and everyone's life. Remember when we didn't have electronics and then when we were younger?
Yep. Welcome. My boss and Ian and Mrs. give me a touch for some performance before they run up and they all set something up. Is there any part of the house that they're looking at, or did she leave anything behind?
No, but if you guys want to take another look, certainly that's cool to do that.
Okay.
If that's supported, I know you know
which
job I'm not, but it's new approach. So
you got a new set of eyes, so is there an attic?
Yes.
Okay, so we didn't hit the attic.
No,
that's not. So we definitely want to do that.
It's not one that you can walk around.
Right.
We tried that and I broke the ceiling. I fixed it. Yes.
10 o'clock. Well, anytime. Kristen is in the council of the US room, and I guess anytime works.
So
10 o'clock sounds okay to you. The 30 years.
How long is the session? For that's an
hour-long station.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they can go a long time, but
an hour.
Those are the long ones. Are when we're actually have like a specific instrument or craft to dive into. This instance is kind of. Conversation,
sense of how mom is and stuff like
that.
Yes,
you know, right.
So I guess my answer is I don't think it's going to be terribly long.
Well, do you think it'll be more or less than that?
For both of them, I would say
an hour.
Okay, so it's an hour of.
Did you have to get back or something?
I'm just trying to figure out like time and yeah, I think it's Tim. Actually Tim would probably work out just fine. So.
Okay. So let's plan on 10 o'clock before we leave. And we'll plan that for about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so you don't mind if we just take
and then have to pay before
it. Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, do you want me to I'll mark this up?
Yeah. Right.
It is 2053. Thursday, January 5, 2023. Traffic report.
Sergeant, I'd like to ask some questions about January 5. After that, well, actually, there's people talking in the room. Who are they?
The people talking on that table?
No, there's conversations going on behind you, it sounds like. What's going on there?
Detective Lieutenant Lopes and Sergeant Buchanan are interviewing the defendant's mother, Diana Walsh.
And after the interview, did you have the opportunity to walk around the residence again?
Yes.
What did you see in the attic?
I went in the attic. The attic's unfinished. There's insulation and exposed floor joists.
But nothing else in them?
Correct.
Did you go back down the basement?
Yes.
What did you see in the basement?
If you go down the steps, to the right is utilities. If you go left, there's like a refrigerator. There's some storage boxes, some trash bags, some cleaning equipment.
Did you do anything with the trash bags?
I kind of manipulated the bag from the outside.
And what did you notice?
I felt like there was a carpet sample or a piece of a rug inside of one.
Did you open the bags?
I did not.
Did you have the opportunity to go outside again?
Yes.
What did you do outside?
We checked the shed, the backyard, walked around the property again.
And did you do anything with the pool?
We shined our flashlights into the pool again, but it was looked at with the floodlights the night prior.
Now, what about vehicles that night? Did you look at any vehicles?
We looked at the Volvo again.
And what did you do to look at the Volvo?
We went through it more thoroughly.
And did anyone give you permission?
Yes.
Who?
The defendant.
And what did you find in the Volvo?
In the Volvo was a receipt and a cell phone.
And did you ask the defendant about the cell phone?
Yes.
And what did he say about the cell phone?
It was the eldest son's cell phone.
And the receipt, where was the receipt from?
Lowe's.
Was there a date on it?
January 4th.
And do you know which Lowe's?
Weymouth Lowe's.
Now, on January 5th, besides this interview that's recorded, did you have any other conversations with Mr. Walsh?
Yes, we spoke on the phone a few times earlier that day.
Well, let me ask you, when was the first time you spoke to him that day?
Just before 9 a.m. on that Thursday.
And do you remember the substance of that conversation?
I just let him know that we were working on the investigation and we would be in touch.
And when was the next time you spoke to him?
About 3:45 p.m.
And what did you talk about in that conversation?
I had called him and left a message. He called right back and he asked about media and a PR person. And I had asked about if Anna carried large sums of cash on her. And he said, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What did he ask about a PR person?
He asked if he should get a PR person or talk to the media.
What did you say?
I said that he's free to talk to the media, although I don't recommend it.
Now, how long were you at the Walsh residence that night with the state police?
About 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
And what did you do after you left the Walsh residence?
We all went back to the Cohasset Police Station.
What did you do at the Cohasset Police Station?
We began digging into the financial institutions, but given the hour, they were closed and it was tough to get a hold of any record keepers.
So I take it now we're getting into January 6th.
Yes.
What did you do on January 6th as far as this investigation?
A large-scale search ensued. We brought in command posts, and we established a staging area.
Who brought in command posts?
The Metrolec command post was present and the Mass State Police command post.
Where were they set up?
Behind Stop and Shop at 400 Chief Justice Cushing Highway.
And how was the large-scale search done of the area?
There were canines. There was the Metro search and rescue team and the State Police CERT team conducting an area search of that wooded area.
Now, was anything recovered in that search?
No.
Sir, what was done to try and find surveillance video in that area?
Neighborhood canvases were conducted.
How'd you do that?
We requested assistance from neighboring agencies, their detectives, to come in. We'd pair a detective with a trooper, and they go around checking residents and businesses for any sort of security footage.
What was done as far as press conferences on the 6th?
My chief, Chief Quigley, gave a press conference on that Friday.
Now, did you have the opportunity to speak to any people as far as witnesses on the 6th?
Yes.
Who'd you speak to?
Jem Mutlu.
And where did that conversation take place?
The Cohasset Police Station.
And who was with you when that conversation took place?
Trooper DeChico.
And that day on the 6th, what was done as far as obtaining any digital devices from the defendant?
We collected on consent some digital devices.
And who went there to get those? Do you know?
Lieutenant Fanning.
From what department?
Mass State Police.
And now, sir, when is it the next time you had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh after the interview on the 5th?
I spoke to him on the phone Friday.
The 6th?
Yes.
And after that conversation, did you ever speak to him again?
Saturday.
Saturday. And where did that conversation take place?
At the same dining room table in his home.
And who was present for that conversation?
Myself, Trooper DeChico, Trooper Proctor, Attorney Minor, and the defendant.
And about what time did that conversation begin on the 6th?
About 2 p.m.
Was anything returned to him on the 6th?
The digital devices that we had on consent.
And were you present for that?
Yes.
Now, have you had the opportunity to review the statement from January 7th?
Yes.
And does it fairly and accurately reflect the defendant's statements?
It does.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would seek to have marked as Exhibit 55 the next slide that has the interview from January 7th.
Any new objections?
Same objection.
All right. They're acknowledged. The audio from 1723 is now marked in evidence as Exhibit 55.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, may I begin playing Exhibit 55?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman?
The recorder is on. It is 1352 of May 7th, 2023. My name is Citizen Schmidt. I'm a detective
with the Cohasset Police. I'm present here. I'm Dave DeChico, DICICCO. Mr. Proctor, PRO, CTOR, Detective County Police Office.
Okay. Tracy Minor, attorney for Brian Walsh.
And I'm Brian Walsh.
Thank you.
Did I hear the
copy of the report?
Absolutely.
That was a problem. We were just talking about the email and passwords that on me. So we're staying on that topic. What? Let's just kind of go through the wall as a few things that we know on. I don't know if he has a cell phone. Within that cell phone, applications that you came up now will apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And is that generated a separate phone number, or is that just been
Have her texting with you soon.
Yeah, so she's used WhatsApp as well. But Viber is that she gets in touch with her sister mostly. And like, she used it a lot when she was in Belgrade.
Did she have a page of love and hand with a secondary telephone number? Did she make any calls
Instagram? She might use Instagram. I don't know much about that. And that the iMessenger stuff has been people calling her on that. It's been coming on my phone over the last week, so.
And passed her phone, which is
Those are passwords as well. That really leads to the stuff for banking, so I don't know if she uses it for that or not.
And pay over at his capital fee, local, the vote, the department, and just one book, dollar sign at the end.
Right. She usually uses that for her accounts that a viewer clicked if you want to get me on. So, like, the credit cards. So, I made these bank accounts, I don't really remember looking at bank accounts, but Netflix and things like that.
So. Back to me, any other nothing to communicate to me? Well, Facebook can help me do that.
I don't think I have access to that. She urged me putting my phone is what I have, but Facebook, Instagram, email, text, and phone calls. Right, so that model would be something.
With regard to financials, we've got the phone and gave some of the five banking institutions that you guys use. Sorry, my friend. LA is at the credit union, one of the farmlands.
Liberty Bank is a Atlantic Union or something. And then there's a, they have one of their locations right here in Denver.
Yeah.
Or is that a place in Virginia?
Is it Liberty Day or Liberty Bank?
Liberty Bank.
Okay.
Did she recently open like out to DC?
I think she's using that credit. I have a credit card from Capital One.
And she didn't have access.
Alright,
let's do the. Anything else we need?
The money that was moved from sale of the house to the escrow at 1031 exchange.
Yeah.
I think so. What else? I mean,
when was that on your account? Oh, something back to that. I think you said, what was that, $250,000?
Yeah, so $200,000.
And is that those are proceeds you said on the lift fee?
That's all one again, yeah.
I don't know. And what is the problem that the things
there wasn't anything chosen yet. There was possibilities in Baltimore. But there's also, talking about something here in Massachusetts. But Baltimore, I think, is the main focus.
Yeah, you guys have it.
No, there wasn't nothing.
And, you have a couple other problems in there.
And two in the lane that I'm working on.
And any other assets?
There's the Wisconsin Health Bank. There's a ton of there and probably a small bank account that hurt another fan.
Is the condo had got right in her neighbors or mom?
It's in my mom's neighborhood. Then there's a piece of property across the home sister on there's a piece of property across from the condo that her and her sister inherited from her father. And then there's her, I mean, it doesn't sound like an international, but then there's the country house. which is about a 45-minute time.
Okay.
That's a mother's name. Okay. I was never in the father's name.
These are all DS, if we talk about them, you don't know what's going on. Ah, correct.
Everything's about his name.
Well, yeah, not his name, but sorry. It's good enough.
Is there any business beyond
selling that he needs
that's not how I remember to look at all. If she was doing something like that, and I would have zero information about it. And we talked about everything, you know, when she was looking for the dogs, and looking for the car, all these things.
But there, he was fine. Obviously, Spire and then was.
Only by my company, Let's
Company.
Yeah, it's a toxic training company. And that's a new company that I've been working on with Megan's experience. So that's what I do when I'm watching the kids and doing other stuff. So that's my main focus, and I've been building it up over the last 2 years. It's on the ground running. It's not a problem yet, but we're going to catch the process. Training, yeah, he would make sense. Good training.
So,
work with, yeah, I have a psychologist or a workplace psychologist who's my business partner as well. And we come in and train high functioning teams like yourself and both team systems. And now you're reaching out to all sorts of different teams, and the ability to work cohesively with another high functioning team is very important, especially for cybersecurity and for cybersecurity breaks. So, and it's all about incident response.
Maybe you a prank of losses with that?
No, not at all. In fact, we're looking to close up a large big government. We've got possibilities, and we've just to recoup that and actually to you would use that light for restitution. Yes.
What would you do for the last year?
Yeah, I can actually remember the exact numbers on that. I guess it would be 90, like, so was it 80,000 dollars over 2 years?
Yes, on track.
We have a government contract now that's going to pay us 40,000 this year, and it's for over 5 years, so things go well, and then we're going to close any of the UK deals, and once that happens, it would be cash flow positive. Both my partner's not getting solid with those yet, though. So,
partner in the trading card business.
I was a support system for him, and we're friends. I saw opportunity during the pandemic. Things have really cooled off in that market, and that's why I'm moving to unwind. And hopefully, he will go with he got with one of his partners, and now he and someone else are going to run it themselves. When they're bringing on a couple other people, he's invested over $100,000 in the business, and he hasn't taken any money or salary for the last 18 months, and he's looking to make another investment in the business possibly. Neither there's some boxes like $10,000. It's kind of insane.
So it's a plank where you need partners to move the partners to. Is that how you're going to put your empathy?
I'm doing it at this time, but he is bringing on someone who's got a huge amount of inventory, which is what they do now, and that's been off the sale of that. I could really find money there for it.
What is the timetable for that to be resolved? What's going on for that?
We don't have to tape.
That's
I have been pressing to get as much paid as possible as soon as possible. But we don't have any deadlines.
So please, please make a
I would like as much restitution as possible to be paid prior to sentencing.
Yeah.
At sentencing, whatever money has not yet been paid, you will have a time period to pay it. That's on probation. It's usually 3 to 5 years. Typical.
Okay.
But it's always beneficial everybody to get it, to pay on things as quickly as possible. So that's always my goal, but there's no timetable in hopes.
If you were simple, well, I want the restitution to settle.
About $4,000 to $50,000.
But we've already paid that, what, close to $1,000?
I'm going to pay that much.
What's on the clock?
It's a little complicated because Brighton's mother had a bail money of $75,000 that she has pledged towards restitution. So once he said it's get that back, but she's not getting it back, it's going towards restitution. And I think we've made
So $165,000. And there's right, just so you know, Anna's main thing was like, what would we want to D.C.? And the reason why I couldn't was because it's not resolved. She was like, well, you're coming to D.C., and I was just, hey, good. You know, and I was like, it doesn't exactly work that way, so.
So the monitoring that they're being on me is, if you Google that sense,
so supposedly, it would have been in October. I went down to Thoracic Town and got here. I opened up at the local bank. It's a local bank in Massachusetts. Or Massachusetts. And I thought, I'll have a personal account there. I'll have never need. All the restitution money went in, and I took, so I put it all in there and wrote the check out. So that was the whole point of that. But I never did anything with that account. No access. Well, I never heard anything close to it.
Possibility that she had an account that you didn't know about?
That's correct. It would surprise me. Yeah, it definitely would surprise me, but I mean, it's possible. But you got the JetBlue card, you told me she was getting it, so.
Going back just to the other just the sense, is there a possibility that you could have your passport involved, JetBlue's?
Possible.
Possible.
Yeah.
Still on the table.
Of 6 months.
Yeah.
But that has not, that's all been under suspense because of this.
Still been possible.
Because it's one thing if I'm not going to take care of the kids since they're young, under 6 months.
Yeah.
It's young life.
Yeah. But also, I mean, Anna and my mother both like lost their minds if they were not having it, so.
That can be.
Well, after all of this, because we've been apart for so long, so then why do we do all of this? Why do we struggle this much? I mean, the cost of this house and running to the townhouse and all the traveling and not being together. She was, I don't remember being married, so when I talked to her about it.
You had discussed the plan for the kids if you want to go, say you were going for 6 months on here.
We discussed the plan of the kids going to D.C. without me.
Yeah.
And we discussed that on September 1st because we only got this house for 6 months.
Yeah.
I had said, maybe that's not a good idea. I don't know how long I'm going to see you or the children. And you'll be all by yourself. There won't be a room of male support. But we decided another 6 months here, which ends March 1st. Now, as we had a difficult holiday season because, you know, while they're seeing each other and while there's illness and having to go to Belgrade, take a vacation there, not here, I said maybe it's time to send the kids in a smaller place and help us figure it out. And she said, well, let's discuss it. We're supposed to discuss it, you know, for the new year, and let, especially after the news that Tracy gave us a few days before. And also, what was crazy to say about taking the kids and I try to bring the kids. And I said, but also, you're exhausted without the kids. Think about what that's going to be like. You know, I have three boys at the house and we're all living home. So there was a lot at the meetings. He's not stressed with that.
Yeah, that's a big life change. So what?
We were thinking of moving Robin. Robin is relatively new. We asked her if that would work out. When she was in Serbia, she asked a few people if she would fly them in. Maybe her mother and my mother can no longer support the kids. They're just not in shape. They were a few years ago, and now it's just not possible. She's like, "Bring my mother," and how's your mother? Look, like her. She can't wear us.
Too kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were watching. Her mother did help us 2 years ago with two, but it just wasn't possible anymore. So, especially after her large one thing last year. So,
how did that conversation, like, where did that last? Like, where did you go?
Well, I left a message for her. And I was going to get more information from Tracy, and I was going to speak to Anna, and I thought I'll just speak to my mother about it too, but she won't have a huge investment. I think we decided that that's where the thing was.
So, I'd like to go back to the first thing here. We really need to find out what we did that day.
Yeah,
we're trying not for you. I know that the previous couple of interviews told us that and I thought to be wrong about the fix. And we could go up with cemetery.
We have 11:07
for the breakfast.
Breakfast house, yeah.
That's a why don't we just start at when you got out of there?
Yeah, of course. So we were getting out of bed, and then because Brian wakes up, and then I came down. I didn't change at Brian because I didn't know the living room. So sometimes, like I said, closer in the morning than always. And then William was still sleeping in his room at the time when Brian was up. Brian likes to come down the stairs and stuff. So I got down, and then Thomas turned on the couch. They started wanting to go to work. And he's like, "Yeah, I said goodbye." He's like, "All right, next toast time." So Brian came down. I made the breakfast and, I did out, clean up after, some of the stuff from last night's dinner. I did up dishwasher and that stuff. And then I went up to get, William. And bring him down for breakfast. So then we had the breakfast, which is the kids love to touch toast on days off. And then was it cocoa melon? Was I think what I put on for the kids? I think that's what it's called. So there was that. The kids had their iPads 2 years ago. There was a lot of new toys that we were playing with. So that was most of the morning. And then the phone at the time, I think I emailed, I mentioned to the office and I was so Zach and Daniel, who are, we basically work at, we're all in contact every day, so I wanted to know that my phone wasn't working in case something was coming across to let them know that I can only get emails, at my father. So those were three emails I sent out. I was going to send out more, but I didn't have time for it. I think it won't show up. So, Robin came in. The kids were excited to see Robin. And then, I got ready. I hadn't gotten ready at all. I showered and everything like that. So, and I had time from 3 to 9 to leave the house. It was to go to my mother. But I had to go out and get, the milk and the juice and some other things. So mainly the milk was the reason why we went to Shaw's. And then I came back and, set that up. So I left at 4 instead of 3.
And then I drove up, and saw my mother, and then a couple of errands, CVS and Whole Foods is the main things that, I did ever, I talked to her, the usual stuff, made sure everything was doing well. And then I drove back. That was my main, day. I think I got back, to eat or something like that.
In your house the rest of the night?
Yeah, that's good. So my times are pretty straight. So, I'm 100% compliant on this.
Right. So when first off, I was John?
Yeah, I will ask for three.
That
I might have gone to Walgreens and play. I might have some baseball cards for like Thomas or something like that. Yeah, I definitely know. I only know about it because of the Fresh Pulls. Barnes and Noble is placing baseball cards too.
So you don't often go to Walgreens?
I do go to Walgreens a lot when I'm next to Thomas. Yeah, so I don't recall. I was pretty focused on making sure I had Fresh
Pulls. Okay. So then after that,
Lager beer. Oh, I just, got the stuff in the fridge and, basically told Robin I was heading out, checked on the boys and things like that, and then I was, gone.
And,
you can
direct you home?
Yes, sir.
And when was that put down this week?
3:30 there, that's
right. You feel there, is it?
Swamp's got there, Swamp's.
Your condo.
What?
Your
condo's on fire.
Yes, sir. And that's project with the Danny Trump store?
It's that something called The Landing. It's like an apartment complex or something.
What man?
1320.
Okay. So, if you have your Trump store, what moves do you have over?
It was a little difficult because I got lost where I didn't have the GPS.
Okay.
So it took me a long way. I went the wrong way and then I came probably I noticed it was about 1 a.m. like 1 and then we came across at 114 or something and then we needed to get up to what's it called? The swamp zone.
So it took longer than all.
It took longer than
How long do you estimate it?
With no traffic, you can make it in, maybe 60, 70 minutes, but I probably took, I took over a little bit over 90 minutes, maybe. So, I was probably there, there before 6, after 5:30.
Okay.
What do you think about what? I went on 1 instead of going on 1A. I kept driving further than I had to.
Right. And what did you do with your mom's
house? I she didn't know that I was coming because of my call in advance. So it took a while to get in. She's like, who is it? She's always, she's like, I don't think it's your son, supposed to be here. She's like, you didn't call. I said, I don't know. And she opened the door and then I came in. We just talked for a few minutes. I told her what was going on and then, I discussed if she, I forget if I brought stuff at the time or one of the things I didn't went back out and brought some stuff from my, I forget what it is, but one of the points of foods that she likes, that I think Max nailed it, and that's a couple of things from CVS. She likes, clean pads is usually, she can't have gloves and clean pads and things like that since the pandemic.
Okay. So, well, that's long, so you get a CVS and get the looking at
CVS. And there's, just in that area, that small spot area.
The Whole Foods you see there?
Yes.
And what is it?
Sometimes I stop and shop or, Homebridge and then about this time of the
house. You're probably going to stop and shop for the Whole
Foods. Well, they have the food. Also, the food for the dog is 25% more expensive at
and Whole Foods isn't stopping shop. So yeah, so there are times where I would go to get stuff, and obviously you have Market Basket and things like that. So.
So grocery
store. Just a little bit, yeah. She does not require beef around, so.
And patronize smackly to get the food you want to work. We still need my name there.
Yeah, just a little bit. We just discuss things and, considering what's going on. And she actually, we even discussed, Tracy had said, she's like, well, I'm just basically said it would be a FTC family. It was one of the takeaways when I, that was, yeah, that was next to me very hard.
What's more fun on the ultimately different PC?
Yes, she's coming with us. She's going to live, in a separate residence. She's independent, but much closer right now to her family, struggling because she's been far away and she's like, I'm not moving, especially after the pandemic, and I'm totally not moving temporarily. So that's why she didn't move down. She was about to move to Boston, but the woman ended up moving. She was like, okay, until I know where you guys are, it's not happening. So I get that. That makes sense, yes. We were going to bring her to, what's the place and hang out with the landmark?
I don't look
down here. Africa? Shipyard, there you go. Yeah, I thought that would be good for her. Close enough.
Okay, so you guys are there, was it home? Are you stopping on the way home?
No.
I'm gas for.
Oh. I don't think so.
Okay.
I the last time. I'm sorry, I think I got an odd check on that. I don't think I got gas.
You want to get in the gas or credit
card? Yeah, I was about to say, you can pick up a credit card, so if I kick it off, I know. I use a free gun. Yeah, that's tastefully done.
That because I thought that was
that's a joy account, the Chase of Castle Town. Oh, yeah.
Okay, took the slot back, down the humble at the beam, and then she went there. You put that with the one of them.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it does sound about right.
In the little brothers, it has an inscription.
Right.
Yeah. You know, find another one.
Right.
And what is that done? Is that done with one more music album?
Oh, no. So, with my lady, every Thursday I send her email. If you go through my emails, you can come up with it. You can look through all of those. And, I say, so these are the requests for the week. This is what I'll be doing at this time. May I have, permission to take, to school or whatever it is. Now, there are, some other, things that are constant, like taking the kids to school is all set up, right? So I have things from Monday to Friday and stuff like that. So those I don't make requests for. They could be other things. I have to see Tracy in person, or see my probate lawyer, or my mother, or take the kids to a game that's not. I make those requests in advance. If anything changes, I am able to ask about changes. They're supposed to be 72 hours in advance, so same day would have to be an emergency situation.
I think the particular trip that on Sunday in response to the descriptions and mom's off.
Yes, so I was supposed to take she was having cataract surgery, so she was coming over. Let me see what happened. So she was going to come over, and I went and I picked her up. And I brought her back to the house. So she was, we went on the 20th or something, or the 21st for surgery. At that point, she couldn't do a lot, so she was at the house here to take care of her. Then I drove her up, set her up at her place so that she could be comfortable away from the kids. She's unable to, stay there, for extended periods of time. Also, so that, she likes to leave John and I can have time alone as well. Then I went to pick her up and brought her back, and then, she was going to stay until first. She left early, and I said,
I'll come up, and she's like, I have everything. I said, I have all set for Sunday. I'll come up and make sure you're all set for the week so that we're all, you know, everything's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. So we didn't know how fast she would probably have pulled from this cataract surgery in the first line. So I went up to support her and set her up for off so that she made sure she had everything.
So the blade you did drop on about early, what's that?
No, she, her car was here because, we brought a car in before surgery. And then it's like, I can drive, I'm fine. She left on Thursday.
Okay. So, you're here. Monday?
I think I don't believe my dad's scheduled time on Monday. I guess I did have a little bit of time. Did you think that the boys, as always, the school, that they didn't have it? So I took the photos for, I would have taken down for ice cream or something like that. So, you know, to mix it up a little bit. What was the other thing? I think that was it. It was the only time I left. I don't remember the new morning.
So I'm just sitting at Thomas.
I think we're sitting here with him about. I don't remember. I think I had her come over pretty early because Anna had left. And at the time, I didn't have the phone. And if you look at the text messages, she's like, so when she left on Sunday, I said, hey, can you go on Monday? I'm all by myself before that. You know, what's happening? So she said, sure. But she texted me and said, well, it's 9 okay. So I was getting in touch with her. We didn't have the phone at the time. But I said, yeah, that's when she went out and went to all the garbage in the middle of the day. Looking for the phone.
Right.
Yeah. There was a speaker, and then there was the coffee grinder. I was like, that was kind of weird.
What kind of speaker?
I don't know. It's something that Anna had gotten, but when once it was clean, it didn't work anymore, so it all went back in. But I appreciate your Robin bringing it up.
You don't put me in the Google Books.
Yeah.
So you were
going once on Monday. Yeah, that will have you. I think, usually I get a treat with their father. So next time when I'm not with him, William might also like it, so I'm trying to mix it up. I don't have an issue with it. Oh, I knew it was over in Hagan. It was good.
Yeah.
I think, is that what we wanted? We wanted to go somewhere. It was like, he was asking up somewhere else. I think we're going to go to press. You know, we wanted to go to press. Which is the, is that place? Presses in Warwell or something like that. No, it's actually, it's an ugly place where he thinks he's getting a chocolate milkshake, but it's just a chocolate banana. I don't know. He figured that he's like, this. He's found it to be tasty, so I was like, well, that's later in the space. So.
So, for Monday, I mean, at what point do you really start to
nervous? My God. Yeah, when I had the phone, once I got the phone, she was getting in touch with me. I was like, well, this is like, that was weird. And we're over time, basically. So, I've done it, all the time. So, the week ago or so before, we had the same situation. Yeah, for Christmas and everything. So, I didn't want to freak out at that point. So, I was like, you know what? Let me see what happens in the morning. And then that's when all the texts start coming. I was like at 6, you know, I wake up pretty early. So I texted her. I was like, what's going on? That's when I got in touch with Alyssa. And she told me to calm down. And my mother told me to calm down. And Sandra, her sister, was like, I was wondering if 1231. No one seemed to worry. But I was like, maybe I'm being insane. I almost called work. Last time, and Anna's like, you know, not embarrassed at work. And my husband's calling around for me. So I was going to call on a Tuesday, but I didn't. And I should have. And then I didn't hear from her And then on Wednesday morning, that's when I called them. I started calling the line. I don't have a number of someone at work, I realized, too. So I called, I called Mazda Building, the Crossing Building, and I called Jeff Chan, and I have his number. While I was looking through that number, Graham got in touch with me and said, hi, is what's going on? And I was like, here's Brian Law, Donald's husband. Oh, thank you. Is she there? He's like, is there a problem? I was like, not if she's at work. And that's when everything, that's when it's all. That was Wednesday morning.
But you started on Monday, Tuesday.
Everyone's telling me to call there.
And we've done the phone.
And I was just called work, and the whole thing was like, yo, where is there at work? That's why I kept texting. Where are you? I emailed her. I said, see you again.
Alexandra's
sister. So she's got, her name is Alexandra, but Anna has all sorts of different names for her. Alex, Sally, Sally, so all sorts of zones. She's got a bigger name. That's Anna's sister.
I saw you see her, the
Bible. Yeah.
And on the fourth, one story, you'd already opened it on.
Yeah.
But then she starts talking about
So heard a week to call them, because I was every time I was talking to petition inspired people, and the guy Huey was gonna get everything in motion. He's the one that said I'll call DC, and he met them. And he's on the whole Cohasset to get everything going, because he's, ex Secret Service and everything. So, if I asked, basically, I was going to do it myself, and he's like, what do you need? And this the human resource officer, Teresa, who immediately got me, who called me, she's like, I'm driving over now. I'm going to tune you in with Huey. So I was like, okay. Because I've never filed a missing person report or anything like that. She said, we have support for you. But there was no delay by doing that. In fact, actually, things happened a lot quicker.
Well, I think things happened pretty quickly after you got the last.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, 100%. Greg, I mean, came over, and he got the information down, and he came over again, and then Huey called me, Greg gave me his person's report, but it was Huey who gave me his
name report. Name Richard Walker?
No.
Is that? I've last seen him testing on the day that the group puts me, that was about the network.
I'm Matt.
Yeah.
Ryan's mother.
Yeah.
I'd like to offer a support.
Yeah, and I will. We have quite a few people here, and I think, that was what works. Yeah. And everything will be easier, and I had a lot more time wasting.
Exactly. Instead of helping her. Anyway, she wanted me to
be there. So, she's supposed to be a bad guy, said Tyler Tracy, so.
Yeah, she won't allow her for her blood.
But she'll help her. I feel like it's more love right here.
That's what you want, sister.
Since we're that's a starting
point. Yeah, that's before.
Yeah. Before we do anything, we're getting
approval. No, it's important that
we're still. But it's big, public announcements on there all in and off.
Right, we don't want to do anything.
No, we're
going to appeal to be at that.
No, we're working in alignment with you. That's our focus.
My culture that next day, about the new year,
well,
all you people walk
yeah.
in the fire extent. It's kind of long since.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's only created more stress.
There's
one on the same team. Yeah.
You kind of
have their own. Yeah, right. So, and that's why we brought Tracy here to, basically, a cool band. But they get the time where the residents are not operating really very well. And also to, help protect yourself, my other people back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting
a lot of noise from
leaves,
from that event.
You have any other
names? No, I don't think I was just about home.
Okay.
I think I'm Well, do you have any other information?
No, not right now. All right. Obviously, you know.
Is he an Uber driver or a Lyft driver?
Did you walk?
Yeah.
I don't know. What
do you don't even know if he exists.
Okay. I'm asking.
Anna had his regular. I don't know if he's with an Uber, but said that. If someone walked here, they get to recognize it. Like, is it the same person?
Oh, really?
They will come out. I mean, I guess it's not a lot. He's not at a high.
Sure.
So two or three, I don't know how many times, but I never got the person's name.
Okay.
No, just that he was, you know, very nice, and, pretty good answer to that.
We won't get that deep.
No, I'm just getting it. I didn't get any info. I about it. I mean, that's. But I know that she normally you can see another driver twice, and I think she's on at least twice, if not more.
Some people, I don't know if you have the record for the company.
Right. I don't know if that ever, yeah, I asked her doing that at the time when I asked, it was a while ago, I just said, no. So, I said, are you going to just hire him directly? She had said no. So that's when we left Dave Nelson a month ago or 2 months ago or something.
What's your service look like?
I'm pretty sure it could be Lyft. I never, you know, she was running both of the apps and seeing what the pricing was always. I don't know, she didn't give this whatever was available. Hey, she was even early in the morning on Cohasset. So there were days when I was awake early on and she was worried about she was gonna make it to the airport because you couldn't get anyone. Or they'd be 30 minutes out.
Obviously we're not missing the public and make people that are gonna have their suspicions for you, but sure that's something hot.
Crazy is that preparing for that?
Yeah.
You know, that's not lost on you, but
it's
So far as the trip on Sunday, the first time they left the house, was both jobs. Yes.
And the woman who
was awesome.
Back here, back upwards from.
Right.
Do you have anything up there?
Route 1.
So from here, upwards, you need to get out to side.
Take a right. And then I drive over to, I get over to the Jersey Street, right? So I take the left and go through all that. Then I get up onto it's 93, you know what I mean? Something like that. And then then I go get to Boston, and through Boston, and then one, I guess the one anyway, so one somehow. Because I'm so used to one. Having directions, right? Or having directions, not having directions, I was just, you know. And then I found myself further up than I should have, and I came across.
At any point did you go?
Yeah. Do you have the ship? There's a ship on the north side, the shore. So you're on Route 1, there's a ship, Christmas tree store used to be, I think on the right. Yeah, so I think I've gone too far. And I don't know how to use that GPS and the Volvo, but I'm going to use it.
Okay, so have you gone around or you
keep going on? I looked around and I think I took 114. I'm not sure. I just took a right because I knew that I knew my mother was here and I was like, here, I need to cross. I think so, yeah, that's, I remember that.
and not bring you over what? From what?
I think bring you over there. Well, from there, I like snaked around, and then got to, you know, the water and up to Small Scott.
Your condos and then
No, I just don't know what today.
So those occupied or?
They're both occupied, yes. You're welcome to, I mean, I'm able to talk to the tenants and we'll be able to get them for that.
Okay, so you got the room and you go to the rest of the property?
Yes.
That can be, how long did you think you?
Not long, just to the question. I have about 15 minutes.
Okay. So you estimate 20 more monuments to get through there, right?
Something about that, yeah. So also, you know, about 4. So I should have been out of there by 6. By 6 or around that 6 o'clock time.
To go to running out?
Yeah, I went to the errand and I got back and I was there a bit longer. And then, you know, back home.
Yeah. Again, yeah, I'm for it.
Is it there?
Yeah.
Guys, it turns into the whole stream and then CBS uses the lights, the alcoholic lights and stuff like that. Did you not say that? I might have done yes, I don't know, I have to check. I was out and out being there for New Year's, and she's like, "Oh, God, I was like, so I said, yeah, it's going to be a great night." And then she's like, "Robin, a pound." I said, "Yes, I got to get back." And she came late, and I still, I don't have my phone, so there wasn't really to come back. She didn't have her phone, so there was a lot of discussion about that, and then, you know, me getting to see with the kids, you know, she's like, "I can't like this whole night too long." And, you know, that was pretty much it. And now a lot of the surgeries are done now up here too, so it's a good thing. She was like, yeah, it's a good time. So I've done the cat surgery, all of my, my checkups for my lungs, so it's a good time to go.
She get to that function for the lung because I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's like, where's Lana? And I said she had to go for work, and then she's like, well, just working all the time. And I said, yeah. Yeah. No, you know, last time, on December 24th, when she worked up until 7 p.m. And then she was flat out, there was a, you know, I was like, what's going on? And she gave me, she was asking a lot of questions. You know, I didn't know what's going on. I was like, well, it seems really odd if you have to work like so late on December 24th. And she said, yeah, so I was going to take care of it. And then, I was like, all right, so I didn't want to get into it, especially, she was obviously hesitant to tell me, that she wasn't real stable all the time. So I didn't want to, we had a great night, so I was like, okay, well. And then she also said, I'm going to have more time to work with the King Day, 4 or 5 days, deliver a thing that she may, you know, tell her to work out. I'm behind. She got sick, after coming out for Christmas, so I guess she, and work from home on Tuesday, and she felt like behind for the year. So it could have been that she was wanting to get ahead, but she said that there was something that was important that she had to be at. I assumed, I mean, I haven't told you the stories that make up my head, but there's no basis other than, like, what I thought it might be, but. I thought something at the Mazda building. That's where she was till 7 p.m. On the 24th of December. In the morning, she sent me, if you look at the text, she's like, there's leaks, like at 8 a.m. on that, there's right, so where something must have gone on over there. And she's supposed to live right next door. That's, so the fact that she's here and not right next door, someone might, you know, call her and say something like that, she'd be like, well, I have to get over there. Like, she was always busy on the phone instead of going on, so. Well, she lives, our townhouse is right next door to the Mazda building. So she can walk over, right? So the fact that she's always here, doesn't get, I don't know. I mean, again, this is all of my conjecture. Like, she's like, well, if I was if we were at the townhouse and someone went on the deposit building or the new day or any time, she could get out, walk over, deal with it, and come right back. We'd be fine.
But I don't think so, maybe.
No, it says that she manages all the people and stuff there. So, and she's, it's an in-person job. It's not something like that she does on the phone and stuff like that. So, I mean, but again, that was something that came, that's in my head, yeah.
Why did you want to have an interview like this? Go back to what?
We lost a lot of time over the holiday season.
When did she actually go to the TV?
She alluded to it when she arrived on Friday, and she was busy outside saying that, she was running, things were running behind. And then she basically sent her to the back. She kept saying back to the back early. Don't have to jump that to say I'm going to go back tomorrow.
But the record will be done at the end of the record.
It doesn't happen again. Right. So in the morning. And I was like, well, that's somewhat surprising, but considering like the Thanksgiving schedule, the last 2 months wasn't surprising because she was supposed to be here for Thanksgiving, that got canceled. And then when she came back on December 6th, she was supposed to be here for 5 days, which was only good for a few hours. She was supposed to be here for Christmas, New Year, Christmas Eve and all of that. And then that got compressed and then she drove up, so she's only here for 8 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 26th. So all of that became a pattern that we were getting compressed on our schedules. That did all to do with the flight. I'm sorry, guys.
So just go ahead. Wait on, of course, to work so late on field seeing how to be.
Yes. I was complaining about it. That's the best way to
explain
it. No, I don't think so. I just was like, yeah, this, I said, well, it's working at that time. But then I guess they made a decision to get all this stuff out of there early. I could see that, corporate style. And she did say, hey, the 24th is a working day in retail building. And that was true.
What was her title?
She was the regional general manager.
Hopefully, a problem with her one of these buildings is finding 800 acres.
There's GMs, yeah, definitely. But she...
Oh, they could.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, absolutely. Crossing did not have a GM for a long time. So she was the GM over there. That guy Graham called me. He's the new GM. And then Mazza was kind of her project because he was closing. So she was very hands-on over there. For the other buildings, there was less talk about the other buildings.
Mm-hmm. I just saw it for a time where... She had a flight Christmas morning. She worked late Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Okay. When did she actually show up at Christmas?
In Lombard at Christmas? Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day at 8 p.m.
Yes.
And she drove straight through.
Yes. Well, she missed her. Well, flight was canceled. There was like, they're canceled and they're like, maybe we get you out. That's when the whole storm came. And then she just got the car and started to drive. And I was like, no, go, get rest. It might have been better, but, that's, it's very early. That is where we're like, all out, all the time.
Okay, so 8 p.m. on Christmas. Say, holding.
Yeah.
Careful. Yeah. He said he needs to have a lie to you. He's your right play. It's a little bit. Yeah, so I have a share of our own. I can't. Suspect there is
no No, not when we're married. I mean, like when we were dating, I get people, it was a bit different, but like in the last, 7 or 9 years, now absolutely not. I mean, with 3 kids, I after I was arrested, I remember writing her notes. I said, but this might not be the life I promised you. If you want to leave, I understand. She said, no, so you're together. And, we're focused on our relationship and the kids. And it's more than just us. It's children too. So. I really couldn't imagine that. She was very focused on work and family. It would be totally like outside of her, value system.
So how would you react if you told me that you were so angry? So, do you have a number of
My first inclination would be like, we're going to need these waters. Yeah, I would, I wouldn't even expect something like that to happen. But if she said, again, the story I began is that she's like, I'm with somebody else, not like I'm sleeping with someone. I assume that if something like that happens, you'd say I'm leaving you for someone else, you know, not like, oh, I'm not here for you. It would be kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, she's certainly very direct, but when we always had these conversations, like I said, I know it's been tough being separated, she's like, yeah, you have to get to, but her whole thing is like, you and the kids get to DC as quickly as possible. That is not someone who's like having an affair. We had conversations about struggles that they're having being part, and she was like, you have to get to really kids have to get here as soon as possible. Not, you know, there was nothing other than that. That was always her main focus.
Is there mics at all?
Yeah, there was certainly difficult. But you know, we did see each other enough, and that we were able to be intimate, on a regular basis. Not the same as if you were living with someone, but in some ways, we took advantage of the time more than had we been together. I remember her bringing that up. She said, "Well, you know, you make that priority." Whereas when we were together and all around, we're always waiting about the night that we can't. So that was something that we discussed. But she didn't like this house, so it was another thing. I mean, she was always playing, like, wearing rebels, she needs rebels. But her having an affair, I just, like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Also, where's the time? She was exhausted. She was always flying. At every moment, she was flying here or working. I mean, sure. I mean, anything's possible. It just sounds all of the scenarios seem improbable. Certainly that does too. But maybe I don't see it in one way. And then who would be with her? It's like I have to be now.
He's working when she's on. Is not anyone there? Sure. Pick up.
Pick up and leaving was not common. Word emergencies were, the word emergency is being misused, but, uptakes are something that, outlier. There was a time the FBI, hit the crossing building. She was always said she was like anything over there. Then what I got the leaks at Mazda, TJ Maxx wanted to leave Mazda, like these things that came up that like were disrupting her daily work were things that we talked about all the time, and that it was huge pressure for her, and she didn't have all the personnel in place.
Gotcha. It's the backtrack on something you said. She came home December 5th or early December, you said, and she was supposed to stay 5 days.
Yeah,
she came home for a few hours. And kind of.
Yeah, so basically, I guess it was the same thing. She was going to come in on, she was gone. I guess she came on the 7th, which is a Wednesday. And she had left on the 23rd, so 2 weeks in Belgrade. She was going to stay and leave on Monday the 12th. And then she told me she had to leave on the 8th. I'm starting to get used to it. I was like, wow, that's tough. I was upset. I mean, 2 weeks, Belgrade, one day a year. It's like, need more than that, so.
You are? It's going to go to ask you to pause. It would be an appropriate time now, if you notice.
No, pick a time now.
Thank you.
So, Jules, thank you for your attention today. And I know from firsthand experience, and now you do too, how tiring it can be just sitting all day.
Think about that. Some fresh air. And can either at lunch, can get home. It helps from my experience. There's, I'll leave you today reminding you of the four obligations that, and that I expect to know you will be obedient to them. First, don't do any research about this case. Don't speak to anyone about this case. Don't access any social media or news media, and continue to have open minds and keep a view of sponges in the jury box, taking in all of the information that's provided to you during the trial. Have a good night. But before you leave, don't think I'm oblivious to the fact that we're getting the first snowstorm. Lived here now a lot of years, and so I hate to say this out loud, but I will anyway. I don't have great confidence in, as it is such a complicated business, what the meteorologists are predicting. I did ask my clerk to check earlier this afternoon, sometime between 2 and 4. It sounds like they're downgrading the expectations. I don't want you to think your safety and your security is a priority to me, as is everybody that works here. So I'll be thinking about that tomorrow, and if it's appropriate to let you go earlier, I will if the forecast changes. Well, I don't want to jinx this. So I'll leave it there. Just have a good night. And again, thanks for your attention today.
All right, so the court, please. Jurors, go to the pool. Sit on the chairs. Follow me.
What is the plan for day two?
There are, we have approximately 40 more minutes of interviews to play. And I believe I have about 30 to 40 minutes of an examination left of Sergeant Schmidt. There would be cross-examination. I leave that to counsel. And then we would put on Trooper Guarino to go over the results of the safari searches, the safari history of the MacBook, also mentioning the iPad and some of the work he did on one of the phones. I anticipate there's binders of information that would go in through him and that would be reviewed with him.
Those are binders that you, I think they're on my bench, but are those the three binders that we previously discussed?
Yes, Your Honor.
And remind me, I think I remember this correctly, that you have binders for each of the jurors, or you're going to do them on the, in the electronics.
We're going to do the monitors. It's a lot of paper.
It is.
I would easily break the machine. So that is the intention to do that. We are also going to call in another half a dozen witnesses if we go fast, and I'll give counsel the list of the actual witnesses we'll have, because I'm not too sure what the cross will be, so I want to make sure we have more business available for us than we might get to.
I appreciate that. And then I will keep an eye on the forecast. It's what I most recently read is they were downgrading it slushy, but the commute tomorrow, leaving work might be messy. If it starts to get messy here, I'll probably cut the day short. Hopefully the weather will stay rainy instead of snowing, but we'll be limber.
I also think that right now we're ahead of pace.
Good. All right. There was another question. I'm just hesitating to get up because I feel like there's something else I wanted to ask you. Can't bring it back right now. So I'll remember it right after I step off the bench, and then I'll pepper you with that either by email to the clerk or otherwise. Oh, I know what it was. I think earlier today when we were talking about the William Fasto text messages, I did see the final paragraph and went back, and it was Exhibit 199 that I was referencing, not paper number 199, not paper number 197, Motion in Limine number 13, which goes back to the same arguments with regard to state of mind evidence. But at one point, I knew where to find some of those, whatever was marked for the grand jury, but I don't see it anymore. Two things. One, best I can tell, according to my records, the defense never opposed that motion in limine. So if the opposition is different than the substance of the opposition to paper number 199, specific to Mr. Fasto, The defense should let me know that. When do we think we're going to see Mr. Fasto?
We're working on Thursday, Your Honor.
Okay, so everyone knows when it's going to be. And secondly, so that I can get prepared for those arguments, I want the panelists to get me a copy of Mr. Fasco's emails.
Text messages.
Thank you.
Copy today. I need to get the court. I think the one that the government would expect to introduce, I think, has some adjustment at all, but just for the court to see. And he did submit a written objection to statements relating to state of mind. We didn't specifically reference his. If it would assist the court, I can certainly have something by tomorrow morning, even just a one-page highlighting and specify our objection.
Right.
But I'll pass this up now just so you
have. So I do have whatever you objected to for 199, and I went through Quayles or whatever the name, how you pronounce the case at the time, and some of the cases that followed it, so I'm familiar with what the law is with regard to the state of mind exception. I just want to refresh my memory. There's certain of Mr. Fasto's text messages with Anna Walsh that I remembered from prior hearings, but this will help me. I'll take a look at this tonight.
And I'll get a one-page just brief draft or brief memo just outlining the argument more precisely.
All right. That's all I can think of right now. Anything, any other questions, comments, needs? Commonwealth first.
No, Your Honor.
And defense, anything?
No.
You want to raise with me? Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt? The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.